Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Joining us is Brett Baer. He is the anchor of Special Report on the Fox News Channel. Good morning, Brett. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. It's Friday.
Now, I promised the audience that you would have all the answers on healthcare. So, is it going to pass?
Yeah, what's
going to
happen?
What's going to happen? Just tell us. Can you look into your crystal ball?
What's going to happen? Well, I think it is going to happen. How about that? The vote will happen.
Vote. So you think there will be a vote?
Be a vote either way, even if they don't have the votes. I think that last night was the turning point where the administration put the screws on and said, you know, vote. Either we're doing it or we're not. If you don't pass it, we're moving on. The tax reform. Now, that gets more complicated if they don't pass health care first, but I think that that maneuver is going to take some people off the fence. From what I hear, it's about in the mid-20s right now. They can only lose 21. And so by the time you get to afternoon, we'll see where the head count is.
So what time is this vote?
I think that some of the conservatives have been told by Senate conservatives that if they pass something, that there is still a chance that the Senate could gut it and kind of put in what they want to put in and then send it back.
Now, what time are we looking at the vote? I thought it was somewhere. You thought
well,
it was somewhere around 10 a.m.
They start the procedural votes at 10
a.m.
Yeah, that's the Rules Committee vote. Mm-hmm. And then the actual vote on the bill, probably we're looking at anywhere from 1 to 5.
Okay, so you see it in your crystal ball. You see this squeaking by.
Squeaking by. Very possible that one or two votes gets it over the top. They let as many people as need to vote against it, but they eventually cobble together the votes. And then the real uphill battle, pushing the boulder up the mountain, is the Senate.
I read this morning with great interest, and it made my antenna quiver because I know you have great respect for James Rosen, as I do, about his story that says that there is a potential smoking gun that will show that the Obama administration spied on Trump team after the election, but before Trump took office, and that the NSA apparently is going to present that information in a greater way here to the House Intelligence Committee. This story with Devin Nunes and some of the stuff that was revealed has really sort of rattled a lot of people and surprised a lot of people.
Yeah, definitely. Well, if there's anybody who knows about surveillance, it's James Rosen.
He does, yes, absolutely.
But I think, you know, he's got some solid sources both on the Hill and in the intelligence community. I think what they are looking at, just to put this in perspective, is a tasking order that came from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And if that tasking order to expand who is listed in incidental pickup or being swept up in conversations that were already being listened to, but that then they could expand to other aspects, including the people who were talked about in these intelligence reports, that has to come from somewhere. Usually it's American Citizen 1, American Citizen 2. Mm-hmm. This was more detailed.
And do you think we're going to find out who gave that order,
yeah,
where that comes from? Are we ever going to find that out, or is that just going to be lost?
I think that that's what they're pointing to.
Okay.
These sources is saying that there is a tasking order somewhere.
And when do we find this out?
A tasking order, that's important because what that does is that says to the intelligence community, we want you to go after these targets and we want some information about X, Y, and Z, right?
Or it says expand your listing of everyone who is named in all conversations, thereby allowing them listen.
So that would be the unmasking we're talking about, right? Okay.
And do you know when we can look forward to this coming out?
Well, I mean, the Democrats on the Intel Committee wanted the information today. I don't know that it comes today, but it may. And now, when we find out about it definitively, is a different animal sometimes.
Right.
But we're digging.
I know you have been very interested in this story out of Rockville, as we have. You've been covering it extensively with your correspondent, Doug McElway. The Rockville case, the rape case, has been one that has had ramifications well beyond the campus of Rockville High School.
Yeah, it really has. And the thing that we need to focus on is not just, obviously the story is horrible in Rockville, and it's very explosive as far as not only policy, but the people involved, but it's happening other places around the country, and we know that. And I think that this has caught our attention now, but it is an issue. And I think it could be a turning point as far as dealing with some of these issues and what these communities have to think about. I mean, Rockville, a lot of them, it just was not even crossing their mind until this incident happened.
Yeah, Rockville itself is, even though they haven't officially codified it
right.
yet, really has had sanctuary city policies in place for a while, as has Montgomery County, yep. Maryland, where Rockville is located.
Right. And, you know, obviously the governor is now involved, and I think... You know, I think it has policy implications far beyond Maryland. Is that
yeah, absolutely. There's just so much to talk with you about. And, Brett, now listen, if you're wrong on the health care vote, we're going to hold you personally responsible.
All right, play this recording next week.
Thank you so
Brett
much,
Bear, thank Brett. You so much. Greatly appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.